What it do, what it be, what it is, your boy Sydney, a.k.a. Irish Maid 0716.
And Megan, a.k.a. Megan PSD, and here we are on our very own podcast.
I fucking hate you.
I fucking hate you.
I hate you more.
You do not.
I certainly do.
Oh my God, I hate you the most. Let's get this shit going. Back, episode 5, I fucking hate you podcast.
Fever. Yo, yeah, Sid. I fucking hate you, baby.
Do we have the most perfect guest today or what?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, man. Yes, thanks, guys. Thanks.
We got Finns. He's from Canada, man. He's been out here mobbing with us for the past week, okay?
Gang shit.
We got a lot of shit done.
A lot. You know? A lot.
We went and saw Kevin Gates last night. fucking crazy.
Damn.
Okay.
Inspired, man. Inspired.
YK performed, change Sydney's damn life.
Change your life.
Change my view on everything, man.
Like, this guy killed it last night. Just a young artist as well, man. And he's fire, man. You guys haven't checked YK Osiris back in Hamilton, man. Go check that man out. He's killing it.
ASAP.
Poof. Man, but he really got me thinking about some shit, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we've been talking about relationships and hip-hop. I know Sydney and I, we ain't in hip-hop, but we around hip-hop.
Oh, of course.
And I know him and I have even gotten into some beef about stuff.
I've seen it.
You know, no shade. Like, we do it because we love each other.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But at the same time, like, this is called I Fucking Hate You for a Reason.
Exactly.
It's because it's a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of give and take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to give you? What are you going to take from me? Back and forth. Reciprocal.
Sacrifices to be made.
Yeah. You know,
and even watching Kevin Gates last night, I learned a lot about the relationships as well. Relationships, he's a boss with his wife, you know, like him and his wife, man, like it's a powerhouse couple thing, you know.
And
there's a lot to learn there.
Yeah, Drake is like a pure inspiration to me as a woman.
For sure.
As a woman in hip hop, is knowing how to handle men, how to deal with men.
Oh, yeah.
Because always, look, I ain't the baddest, but I'm going to say it happens. So you got to just know how to navigate around that and be like, you know, look, I respect you. I want to deal with you as a businessman, but at the same time, I got to respect my relationship.
Yes, of course.
You know? So I really just wanted to talk today about, like, is it hard to be in a relationship in this game or what?
Yeah, man. Like, seriously. Like, for me, especially, like, I've been dating my girl for 5 years now. And, you know, she totally saved my life, actually. Like, I was, like, addicted to a lot of drugs, and I was going down a very bad path in my life. And it just happened. I wasn't even supposed to go out this night, and I met her, and I quit drugs cold turkey when I met her two-year-old son. And it's been a struggle because she's actually had to, like, watch me grow and develop as a man, because I did drugs since I was 15 years old. I never got to develop and grow professionally as a man, so she had to watch me grow from ground zero. And the fact that she chose to stick around and do that, yeah, she's a rock. But there's struggles, man. There's struggles of me going on trips, you know, like even me being out here in LA right now. It's a tough thing to do, you know?
Always is.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's had given me some time to reflect and given me some time to actually think about, you know, the things that I'm doing out here. Like, I've been working, man. I've been working out here, and it's thanks to people like you guys, you know, that are doing that. But the relationship, it's very hard. But you know what? She just has to be there and be my rock, or else most artists, you know, break up with their girls, and that's what happens.
We have to be here for each other. Is 100%. What it comes down to.
100%.
And Dave, what was Kevin saying yesterday in the interview?
Because without a great woman, a man is handicapped. Behind every great man is an even greater woman.
Aldrica, without his girl, period.
He's always said that he wouldn't be nothing without her.
Why?
Without her, because what did he say yesterday exactly in the interview? He said, without her,
I'm a romantic.
By the way, the interview will be out in like a week or so with Kevin Gates and these guys. It's amazing.
He said, without a proper woman in their life, a man is handicapped.
Damn, that's
a
serious.
Man is handicapped because we have our own visions on stuff as men, and our egos get in our way.
Yeah.
And it takes a real woman to put a man's ego
in check. Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, that's so true. And that's kind of what my girl's done to me, but you know what, it's hard still, you know what, no matter what, there's a lot of building, there's a lot of growing, especially as a up and coming artist that hasn't made it yet.
They ain't used to it.
I'm independent, so I'm spending my family's money.
Yeah.
I'm spending time away from my kids where I can't take them with me on these trips. On a
record label's money.
I can't take my kids on a private plane around the world, or I can't fly them out here and fly them out there, so it's very hard being away from my kids. That's a number one, and my family's everything, so you know, that's why I'm out here. That's why I'm out here, man. Like, if I didn't have a family, maybe I wouldn't be as hungry as I am.
Mm. Right? I think that's a good thing to like play off of, though. Like, I feel like every artist that's big and that's growing has like this thing that's motivating them. Like, 100%. They got this like internal machine behind them. You know, yeah. And if that's your family.
Yeah, I haven't closed my eyelids since I had a kid, man. Like, I feel like I've just been grinding so hard for the last 2 years of my life, and it's really starting to like show. And
it's
feel
not
like
even the internal machine, right? When you're an artist and you haven't fucking seen that fame, and you haven't seen that kind of response when you're up on stage, and every single person in the audience is like looking at you and singing every lyric of your song.
That's what I'm about.
By word, you're not gonna know what that experience is like.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just every single thing you drop has to be better than the next.
Exactly.
It's like climbing stairs, because you're gonna get more tired and more tired as the next step comes. But guess what? Eventually, you'll get to the top.
Spend more money. You know spend what I mean? Get more tired. Everything.
But eventually, you will be at the top of the where you wanna climb them stairs.
If
it's gonna end.
Keep pushing.
You'll be up top.
And that's the biggest thing that I feel like that a wife, like especially if for somebody like me, like a girl back home that can't come on these trips and can't be with me, you know, I feel like that's what they need to understand, like 100%, is that we're here and doing this for our family, you know. Like, I swear to God, if I didn't have my son, I'd probably, I don't know where I'd be.
And it's hard because, like, even a relationship with ours, when you take out the factor of a child being involved, like, we still, every once in a while, like, believe me, I love this man, but like every once in a while we get into it. You don't care about your significant other if you ain't beefing. Like, I'm sorry,
100%.
It comes from love, bro.
True motherfucking
facts. Know, so like, I'ma hate this dude, but it's because I fucking love his ass so much. You know, so every time he's like, no girl, don't do this, no girl, don't do that, it's like, I know he's saying it for a reason, but at the same time, it's like that, oh, that strong ass part of me, that strong ass bitch is like, fuck whatever you say.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you. Get the fuck away. You know, it's just that strong thing inside of me that's like, get the fuck away. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? 100%. But at the same time, I got to step back and respect what he wants.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I know what I want. You know, that's the hardest part. I know what I want, and she just has to kind of ride with it. You know, she's got her own life too, but it's I know what I want and I know what my soul needs, and that's a very hard part to try. It's almost like you're picking music over my family.
It might feel like that.
But my music is like my soul.
Your music
is
your family.
I know I was put here to entertain people, to make people smile, maybe even save lives, you know, but through my music, and that's what she knows and realizes it, which helps her cope with me being gone, so. You know, it is hard. Relationships are hard, man, in the game, for sure.
I don't know how people, you know, like we were talking, we said, you know, like, obviously, Gates is like the prime example in my life.
Prime.
Gates is
prime.
Amazing.
Prime. Drink it. I love you. You know I love you, baby girl.
Gates.
You are.
Prime.
Yes.
Honestly, Kevin, bro, I watched you perform last night, and I was right beside the stage on your right, and, you know, with these two, and we were mobbing out, but... Your music's dope, but what gets me is how you talked and connected with me, man. Like, I had to actually walk away because you had me on some real shit. Like, I had to actually walk away and go sit by the wall by the security because of what you were saying, bro. I went over there and I prayed. I sat against the wall and I prayed that I have success that I've been working so hard for. And that I pray that my wife sees what I'm doing out here, and I pray that she wants to ride with me. I prayed that. And then I just took what you were saying, and it was so legit, man. Like, I almost cried, bro. Like, you were a dope artist. I connected with you so much, and you went from, like, an artist that I had in my top 10 to last night to being my top artist. Like, I love you, bro. I need to connect with you, bro, like, 100%.
He's a real one.
He does that to people, don't he?
Yeah.
Touches them to the fucking core.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Boy.
Some people just rap and perform and entertain people on stage, but when he starts talking about his family and his wife and his experiences
it's
and connecting with your...
It's a whole different
ballgame. You leave that show knowing if you're an artist, especially like me, that what I'm doing is right. You know, shout out to all the people out there that are struggling through their careers in music and that have a loving family, or just even a loving wife or a girlfriend back at home that is struggling, because you know the struggle is real. She is one of them. You know? Yo, it's so true, man. You know, and that's what it's about. I'm glad that we're doing this on a Thanksgiving day. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody
Give
out
it
there.
Back to you, motherfuckers. Yeah, we
brought a bunch of canned goods to the Kevin Gates show last night. Made me feel really good. You know, like back home, we do the same kind of stuff. You know, on Thanksgiving, we usually serve soup or something like that at the soup kitchen.
That was like our
something
mini
like
soup
that
serving.
That we do, right? And, you know, so if you haven't checked the TikTok video, go check that out. It's hilarious. It's I Am Fins on TikTok. And it's me and this man rolling through the grocery store bopping, yo. You already know, man. We had some fun out here, man. It was a great trip. And, you know, I'm hoping to get in the studio and go back home with an amazing song. And, you know, shout out to everybody helping us. Let's go to Slim 400 tomorrow in Vegas, baby.
Vegas, woo! Pal. Stay tuned, you pussies. Ah!
Fuck yes. All right, hold on. Let's do a full pause.
Since we're on the fucking topic of relationships, okay, we had the absolute fucking amazing experience to interview Kevin Gates last night.
Jeez.
And sit down exclusive with him backstage and ask him some really, really like down to earth, real deep questions.
Blessing
in my life. It was probably one of the most realest things I've ever met. Stay tuned for that interview, because I promise you, you have relationship issues, you're in the industry right now, you're trying to fucking get your shit up, and you're having problems, watch this interview. It'll solve everything.
Everything.
I fucking promise you.
I fucking hate
facts.
You.
Facts.
Real quick, okay? Can you give me a quick... Can you explain the importance of having a solid partner when you're in the hip-hop game? I know that Drake has been solid for you forever. What is the importance of having someone like that in your life?
Everything. Because without a great woman, a man is handicapped. Behind every great man is an even greater woman. Because that's going to be my second opinion. That's what I'm going to tell her with. This and this and that. And sometimes I'm so passionate that I may fly off the handle and be told on. But that's the person that's gonna pick me back up and put it back in the perspective. Like, hey, don't get lost in this shit. Don't forget why you're doing this shit. You don't need validation from nobody else. Yeah, you that nigga. So when you got somebody like that telling you that, I mean, my whole career, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a great artist. Yeah, I could do it by myself. But would I be where I'm at right now? I don't know. Because she's handled all of my affairs. And it was just a blessing. Like, I've had other men try to manage me. And one thing I noticed about men, because I'm a man, we make careless mistakes. Seeing like, when a woman, she go into mother mode. She look at her business like her baby. And when a woman has children, she gonna be very practical. When it comes to rearing young children, if she's a mother. So she gonna look at everything that she's doing like that. She gonna take care of the business, she gonna nurture it, she gonna put energy into it, put life into it. And her being just so business savvy, it allows me to create freedom to be Kevin Gates. So it's beautiful. It's a very intricate balance. It's beautiful.
Okay, I'm gonna give you one more, okay? Can you give?
I had to expound on that question.
No, I love it. That's why I ask you these things.
It's short. It's no really short form to it, because I got to think, like, this person was with me when I was broke. Everyone loves Kevin Gates now. Who wouldn't? Man, Kevin, I love you. You're supposed to. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice. I'm a real nigga. You ain't got no choice. But for this person to be with me when I was nothing and believe in me when I was nothing, hey, I'm speaking from a state of sobriety. My ego is slowly killing my ego off. Like, when you come through a door, hey, you check your ego at the door. And I learned that on my fitness journey. Like, when you go in the gym, you check your ego at the door. It's not about ego. Egos get murdered in the gym. So. So I'm slowly killing my ego, realizing that I'm really only this big, and that's what keeps me humble. But continue.
Can you give one piece of advice to an artist that is struggling with his significant other, is struggling with jealousy, is struggling with his girl not supporting him? How would you tell him?
I can't speak on it because that's not my level of expertise, because I have no credentials in that area. I have no field experience. You know, we can say his girl not supporting him, but what is the nature of it? It's too vague for me to just hone in on one thing. I can say this: people aren't perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Good decision making comes from having made bad decisions. And if you're in a relationship and the good outweighs the bad, then you got a good thing. Stop complaining, because some things can appear well. It may be good to you, but they might not be good for you. So you got to live in reality. I try not to base my decision-making off my feelings. I try to base my decision-making off of facts and reality and personal experience. Man, ain't nobody perfect. No one's perfect. People smile and all that for the camera, but man, as soon as the camera come off, they probably try to kill each other like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Probably, who knows, who cares, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, I ain't got nothing negative to say about my significant other. She a big general. I mean, she's a general. I mean, if you don't have that, you might need to do a reassessment of what you with. So, that's her calling out.
See, she knows. Thank you.
We got a different kind. We got a connection. If I think about her, she gonna call me. What's up, baby? What up?
Shout out to the man, Oshke, on the
Bam.
Official motherfucking gear.
Man, hold on.
If you're in Los Angeles, you went anywhere international with it, you're gonna get this shit right here.
Y'all you know what the fuck it is, bro. Oshke in the building. I've been inspired by this brand, bro. This took off, bro. Look at that shit. Mr. Greenheart looks boss as shit. Anybody fucking with the hip-hop game, anybody fucking with urban grime, you already know what it is. Shout out to USHKAY420. That's USHKAY420 on Instagram. Check this man out. Holler at him for the merch.
Get
bro.
It.
Look at this shit, bro. Look at fucking clean, bro. Come on, look at this shit. Just take a look at that. This man's a genius. He's a creative, and I love it. And I'm about to show you all what the fuck's up with USHKAY.
Hey, get it.
Get it. USHKAY in the building.
Get him.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Sick.
I'm like...